We find our heroes bravely travelling across the desert landscape of TRAPPIST-1C, one of the space colonies 40 light years west of old Earth. Deep in outer space, only the hard survive. It takes grit and moxie and a heart of steel to look into those infinite black skies and not go insane.
This was a bad idea, Sam!
See how our intrepid travellers have been swallowed up by giant space tumbleweeds and are rolling through the desert plains. Unable to control the tumble, they are at the mercy of the landscape. Luckily, they are about to crash into a barn.
Way! Well, that was fun. Don't push it, Sam. Gosh, Foreman, I hate this planet. The years only last 3 Earth days, and the sun is too darn big from here. Look at it. Practically takes up the whole sky. This ain't no way for a sun to be.
Well, we're stuck here for a while. Let's just agree that it was no one's fault.
It was Snake Pit Sam's fault. She'd lost their spaceship in a poker game. They'd had to hitch a ride in the giant space tumbleweeds to get out of town before the Barnacki gang came looking for the rest of their winnings.
And how does this no one, whose fault it ain't, plan on getting our ship back so we can get off this rock?
Said Cactus Kaylee, adjusting her laser lasso and dusting off her hat. Cactus Kaylee got her name from her prickly disposition and how she was found in the deserts of Mars as a baby, living amongst cactuses and surviving without any water for who knows how long.
Give me a second to plan her eyes,
said her sister, Snake Pit Sam. Snake Pit Sam might have got her name from being cold-blooded and hot-headed, or it might have been her many fabulous tentacles that made it look like she was surrounded by snakes. Someone had tried to call her Medusa once, after the Greek monster with snakes for hair that turned men into stone. Rather than disprove the allegory, Sam dumped him in a vat of concrete and no one called her that again. She had no time to waste on trolls.
Say, let's steal all the livestock from this here farm we've crashed into, sell it on, and buy back our ship. Classic bandit action.
Spaghetti rustling. Well, it has been some time since I used my laser lasso on anything bigger than a portly merchant banker.
This little planet in the distant TRAPPIST-1 system has one industry. Spaghetti ranches.
Need the bathroom first?
No, but thanks all the same for asking. Problem I'm talking about is, if this here is a spaghetti ranch...
Yeah.
Where's all the flaming spaghetti?
Dang it, this farm is emptier than a stockbroker's heart. Let's go ask him. Who up, stranger?
Howdy.
This ain't your farm?
Yes, ma'am.
Spaghetti Bee's farm?
Only kind there is on this rock. Everybody knows that. Well, Trappist Bee's big plan.
So, where's all the spaghetti beasts?
We were hoping to steal them.
I mean, pet them nicely.
Wish we knew. Not one strand of space spaghetti to be found from here to Tarnation. They just vanished one day, like they was abducted by aliens. But we's the only aliens around here, soured by milk, I tells you. All we gets is debt and empty bellies. Those fancy restaurant people are mighty spicy about it. Oh no, someone's teleporting.
Hello. We're the fancy restaurant people.
Very fancy.
We are too fancy to not have fresh spaghetti.
Deliver our order by dinner time, or we'll have our fancy henchmen pour chili sauce in all of your underpants. Ha! Oh no, now there's space dust on my shoes.
This place is filthy.
Don't make us teleport here again!
Oh no.
That is so mean.
Rich people ain't getting rich by being nice to the rest of us.
But you do all the work.
Yep.
We'll help you. What?
Well, blow me over. Some traveling heroes.
Hardly. Let me talk to my sister in private for a second.
Sister? But you has tentacles.
So?
Said Kaylee, putting her hand on her laser lasso.
Well, they're very nice.
About time we polished up the old karma a bit. How about these poor people who we were about to rob but didn't rob and are now helping? Nope. For a fat reward.
Oh. So, you'd be mighty grateful to anyone who could find them?
And how?
Reward kind of grateful?
We're just poor farmers.
Who stand to lose everything.
And chili sauce in your breeches sounds nasty.
See, we need to buy back our ship.
Got us over the hyperdrive, that's for darn sure. But you'd be saving our necks, no doubt about it. Heck, we'll give you enough to buy your ship twice over if you get back before those fancy restaurant people do.
Sober! Let's go find us some pasta!
We'll get your spaghetti beast back, don't you worry!
And so, our travelers begin an adventure that would change them.
can we borrow some horses?
Change them forever. So,
good to be working on the side of good for once, eh, Kaylee?
Yeah, I guess. Long as we still get paid.
Well, obviously, we're not saints. Where do you think we should start?
This is the point in the adventure where some kind of guide comes in and points us in the right direction, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it'll be a patisserie chef again. Remember that one? Gosh, that was delicious.
Little did they know, under an overhang ahead, was a wizened and old hermit who would point them on the path.
They just said they were expecting that.
But they didn't know what. I still have to describe the naked hermit hiding in the rocks, playing the...
Don't get touchy with us.
What ho, traveleroonies!
Ah, it's just some old person with no pants on.
Listen.
That better not be the clue.
Do you have some timely wisdom to impart?
Use your words.
You need to go where the cactus bloom and ask the flowers.
Cool. A riddle. How do we find the cactuses?
Stop that!
They're over there.
Great! Yeah! Look! Cactuses!
Nope, that's a rock.
Onward!
We
interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of eels breaking into your home, putting on your clothes, and stealing your identity? Well, worry no more with Anderson's Eel Repellent.
Anderson's! Keep those eels away with Anderson's!
Welcome back, listeners. We find our heroes wandering in the desert.
We're lost.
They are lost.
So lost.
There ain't nothing for miles.
It's a desolate landscape.
That sun is so big. It's mocking us with its giant sunness. What do we do, Sam?
All hope was gone.
You'll probably die here.
Who's singing that?
Slowly dying of thirst.
That's not helpful at all, folks. Hey, you can't tell us which way to go.
That's not how this works.
So y'all want us to die out here?
They're an evil choir.
Wow.
Not cool, guys.
No, wait. We're not evil. We're impartial, omnipotent narrators.
I bet they'd let a baby duck get squashed.
Just watch it happen. A fluffy little baby duck getting squashed.
Worse than sing about it. Despicable. That's as bad as squishing it yourself.
It's not the same. This is how it works. It's traditional.
Squashers!
We could lose our job.
Well, we're gonna die.
I'm getting weak already.
Oh, fine. No, we really can't.
It's over that hill.
Now, well, that's so hard.
Finally, our heroes stumble upon the cactuses they sought. Tall and majestic, these serene succulents tower over the arid landscape like serene sentinels from an ancient world.
We're cactuses.
Yeah. We're the gods of all cactuses.
Yeah. I thought asking for cactus flower was more of a metaphor, but this is easier.
Probably you can understand them because you were raised by cactuses before we found you.
And you can understand them because...
expediency? It's a short play.
Who dares disturb us?
We do.
I'm Sam, and this is my sister Kaylee.
Hi.
We are the gods of this place.
That's neat.
Do you know where the spaghetti
beef is? We know everything kept us from England.
Do you know about the spaghetti beasts?
Yes, they walk past another cactus. Cactus. They walk past a lot. So near.
Can you, you know, tell us?
First, you must enter these riddles. I spy on my night something beginning with S.
The sun!
Yeah, how did you know?
Well, there's nothing else here. It's like desert, you guys, huge sun, that's it!
They're very wise. There is a town to the east of here. What you seek is there. Go that way.
Thanks, cacti!
Our travellers found themselves riding into a strange town. Something didn't feel right.
It was scary. More scary than that.
touch my nose. It wasn't me.
I know it wasn't you. I can see you.
This is creepy.
Let's go back to those talking cactuses and get a different clue. I don't like this clue. Did you hear that?
I heard that. This really is a ghost town.
Don't be crass, Barry.
Ghosts!
I prefer spectrally privileged.
I can see right through you!
Welcome to our town. Come inside.
I build a steady bed for day.
Guys, come on.
Are we not doing that?
Aw, no fun.
This is a saloon, right? Can I have a sarsaparilla?
Oh, me too!
Coming right up.
What brings you two to town?
Tourists, no doubt. Do you come to see the best ghost town on Trappist Van Zee?
We were voted most authentic 3 years running.
Actually, we're here looking for...
Nope. Haven't seen him.
None of those here.
We didn't tell you what we were looking for.
Sorry. Go on.
The spaghetti beasts.
Never heard of them. Thanks for stopping by, though.
And definitely not here.
Well, it's getting late.
We'll walk you out.
What are you hiding? And stop trying to manhandle us out of here. Your hands are going right through me.
What's that noise?
What's behind that door?
There's no door. What door?
The door at the back you all just very pointedly looked away from.
Please don't hurt them.
The spaghetti beasts!
Yes, in the fields behind the town were hundreds of spaghetti beasts. Glowing in the light of the giant sun, their little noodles all a-quiver.
They're our friends.
We don't eat, so...
So they felt safe here.
You know, I've never actually seen one in real life.
Oh, they're kind of cute.
It's a pity they'll all be eaten.
Yeah.
But our ship!
Yep, we need our ship.
What do we care about these adorable baby spaghetti beasts with their tiny noodle noses all noodling? We're tough and banditos!
Right. We don't care.
But really, they did care. They cared a lot.
Oh, they're so cute.
That tickles.
Oh, and so friendly. Hey, little guys.
Smart, too. This one started doing our taxes.
This planet is their home. They're scared.
Imagine being hunted all your life.
Or locked in a cage till you're served up in some fancy restaurant for rich people.
Sam?
Yes, Kaylee?
I think we have to.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Your secret is safe with us.
Hey, this was an uplifting moment. Why is the music turning kind of ominous?
I didn't know they made music on a moose.
No, ominous. Like something bad's gonna happen?
Why not just say something bad's gonna happen?
Like something bad's gonna happen music?
Well, but that's what the script says.
Does the script say to waste time arguing about it?
Probably.
While they were arguing, something bad did happen. The ranchers had found them.
Oh no! Look on the horizon! The ranchers!
I told you so!
Oh, they must have followed us! Darn horses must have GPS!
Hoo-wee!
Well, I'll be a monkey's pajamas. Y'all found the beast just like you said you would.
You promised you'd protect them.
Hurling holograms.
Our farms and nether regions are saved, and the fancy restaurant goers will get a fancy feeding. Give them their reward, Slim.
Yes, sir.
We don't want your money.
Even better. Now get out of the way so we can catch up with some of that bolognese bovines.
No!
What?
We all want to be good role models, right? You've got kids.
Mouths we can now feed, thanks to you.
I know they're delicious.
Here, here, here.
And you want to eat and sell them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you ever think that maybe they don't like that?
Huh?
What's she
saying.
She's got space madness.
Like, imagine if someone came to your planet and started eating you.
Well, that ain't no good.
What you go saying something like that for?
Who's gonna eat us?
I don't want to be eaten. I'm too pretty to die.
So maybe we shouldn't do it to them. See?
Now I feel bad about my life choices.
But if we ain't meant to eat them, then how come they so delicious?
Yeah!
The spaghetti beasts, they have feelings and thoughts and families. This is their home. And you've come and you've put them in cages and you've torn them away from their friends and then sold them off to be killed.
You make it sound like we're the bad guys.
No, we ain't the bad guys, is we?
We're just doing our job.
Do you want to do a job that's causing suffering?
Now, it's a fair point you're making. And I'm not just saying that because you got a big laser lasso on your hip there, but...
We just got families to feed.
Can't you talk to your bosses? I mean, maybe they could move your jobs into foods that you don't have to hurt and kill.
Like vegetables.
And desserts.
Well...
Those restaurant folk is mean as cat meat, but can't say as it would hurt to ask.
Fetch the phone, Slim. Let's call those fancy restaurant people.
Hello, this is the fancy restaurant people. Have you found our spaghetti?
Yes, sir, but we...
We got to empathizing a bit, and we was wondering if we could, I guess, not hurt and kill sentient creatures, rip families apart, and destroy the natural ecosystems on this planet we've invaded, sir. No, we must have our tasty spaghetti.
Teleportation, go.
Superb! Spaghetti!
Don't you care if it's ethically sourced?
We only care if it's deliciously sourced. Meaning, covered in delicious sauces.
Oh, you're the bad guy!
No, please. We just supplied the demand.
Everyone knows where spaghetti comes from. No one cares.
I think they prefer it.
Suffering adds to the flavor.
You low
down hopper guy!
How do you reason with these people?
Good luck. People like this only change through overwhelming social and market pressure that makes any other option economically impossible.
But we don't have time to change hearts and minds across the galaxy. They want to eat these spaghetti now, like today!
Ranchers, you'll stand with us?
I don't know about that.
They will take every last one of those spaghettis or they'll be out of a job. Their lands will be seized and they'll die, starving in the gutter. Is that what you goody two-feet want?
Our farms.
Our families.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
We are too, because we won't let you take them.
So, you know what we have to do?
A heroic last stand. Why about being a good role model? Maybe we need to try peaceful means more. Gave up their power because they were asked nicely?
Us ghosts won't be much help, I'm afraid. We can't touch anything.
We touch our hearts. That's the most important thing. Ugh! That's so gross!
Sorry, that was gross.
Ugh, disgusting. Spaghettis! Are you ready to fight? For your brethren! For your land! For your lives!
We quit.
You'll leave, never come back.
Okay, just let me go home.
And so, the ranchers limped off into the sunset to consider diversifying their farms and maybe starting a podcast.
Not so fast.
We're not going anywhere without those spaghetti beasts.
The eels had emerged from the fray with their fancy suits shiny and intact. It was up to our heroes to help them get clean consciences to match. Using the powers of reasoning, Cactus Kaylee...
Did they just say eels?
Yes, they are space eels, everyone knows that.
Now, metaphorically, melt their hearts with...
No, they did not know that!
No, we didn't!
These fancy restaurant people are actually space eels!
We are both! Space eels can be fancy restaurant owners, too.
So prejudiced!
Quick, use some Anderson's eel repellent.
This product placement is very heavy-handed.
More like heavily handy.
Take that! Oh, my fancy suit!
Oh, my fancy face!
To the teleporter!
And so the spaghetti was safe to roam free and peaceful again. Our heroes had tested their mettle and saved the day. Majestically, they rode off into the giant sunset.
Where did these new white horses come from? I think they came with the inn! Neat!
Ha-ha! Silver!
Yeah! Wow!
This radio play has been brought to you by Anderson's Eel Repellent, the only repellent guaranteed to keep your home free from space eels. Your family worth it.
Radio play, A Fistful of Spaghetti, was made as part of a Beatworks workshop. Written by Ali Sebastian Wolfe, performed by Deep Sea Astronauts. Music composed and directed by Michael O'Donnell and Monique Mezzatesta. Choir led by Naomi Cooper. Percussion led by Joe Gould. Music performed by the Amazing Kids in a Beatworks workshop 2017. Recorded and edited by Maurizio Mezzatesta. Copywritten to each artist according to their creation.